are tuned into 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, serving the Boston area, whole wide world, WMFO.org. It is time for the Music Savage Show. I am your host, as always, Ryan D. Pleased to be coming out of your speakers, whenever that is, wherever that is. Thank you so much for being out there for another broadcast live on tape until further notice. Every Friday right here at WMFO, 7 to 9 a.m. Boston time. Well, received word this past Monday. One of my favorite electronic bands of all time, Daft Punk, called it quits after a illustrious 28-year career. So I'm going to kick off the show celebrating them, playing a few of my favorites. Going to highlight an indie label called Good Eye Records, playing some great bands from that label. Going to say happy birthday in a set to George Harrison and Johnny Cash, both celebrating birthdays this week. Got lots of new music, some hot takes. So long story short, this show is jam-packed with great music. Grab your coffee, whatever you're drinking, turn the speakers up, grab your friends, tell your parents, it's time for the Music Savage Show.
Doors. Perhaps we should retire to my private lounge. Oh, I designed it myself, you know.
It's true.
I'm stepping away for a moment, boys. Change the scheme, alter the mood. Electrify the boys and girls, if you'd be so kind.
work in the Dover. makes us harder, better, faster, stronger, more than power, power, never, ever, after, work is over. Work it, make it, do it, makes us harder, better, faster, stronger.
Come on, 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 come on
There will never be another like those two again. My goodness, that was a great set. Celebrating the 28-year-long career of the French electronic duo Daft Punk, who called it quits Monday the 22nd, playing just a few of their great, great songs. Daft Punk, I played you. That was just Daft and Direct. First track on their 1997 self-titled debut album. Up out of that, Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger, fourth single from their second album, Discovery, released March of 2001. That was the album where they became robots. While recording that album on September 9th, 1999, they had a bug that went through their sampler. It was called the 9999 bug, and it caused an explosion, which made them have to go to the hospital, and then they had to become robots, as is the folklore of Daft Punk. Robot Rock, first single on their third album, Human After All, released March 2005. Caster, taken off the soundtrack to the 2010 movie Tron Legacy, which was entirely scored by Daft Punk. And kicking off the set as well as the show with not Daft Punk, but an ode to them from LCD Sound System, Daft Punk is playing at my house, second single off the New York band's self-titled debut album released in 2005. I was dancing. Hope you are, or were, or are going to as well. Let's get back into it. Let's see, where am I heading? Oh, yes, I'm heading to New York City and playing this wonderful duo called Those Sensible Shoes. They are Anthony Mulcahy and Rachel Stern from New York City. I'm going to play you the first track on their great 2015 self-titled album. Here's Those Sensible Shoes right here in the Music Savage Show.
When time enough still isn't time enough, the Christmas lights burn down, decorations across the yard, it's early June. A little suffering for the late blue. Floorboards begin to creak. I'm just checking if you're asleep. It's mid-June. You're on my mind again. It's so let's
head for shelter and we sit this out. There's little we can do about it anyhow. And this little comfort I know, but it's raining all over the world. Streets are quiet but for the sound of birds singing. There's no rush upon us now. Now it's slow going and it's slower still here, but we'll get through it if we pull together now. And this little comfort I know, but it's raining down on everybody now.
Just your brain. We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, this is Dave from the Zambonis, the greatest band in the world that sings songs only about hockey. And you're tuned into the Music Savage Show with Ryan D., our boy Ryan D., on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Get on the train that takes me away. Not gonna see you for a while.
Why?
It's an away game. It's an away game.
I'm coming home soon.
Get on the train. Takes me away. Not gonna see you for a while. Get on the train. It takes me away. I'm coming back to you in style. It's an away game. It's an away game. It's an away game. Another away game.
I'm coming home.
No more away games. Just us two. Just us two. Just us two. Just us two.
Doesn't matter if you're on the ice playing hockey, in school taking a test,
or up on stage trying to remember the words to your new song. Sometimes the pressure's on. That's when you gotta look inside, focus, and put it 5-0.
Yeah!
Right there from the greatest hockey rock band in the world, the Zambonis. Man, I love them. Well, that played those two in honor of the 41st anniversary of the Miracle on Ice. That was when the U.S. beat the Soviet Union during the Winter Olympics at Lake Placid, February 22nd, 1980. And that win helped them to move on to the gold medal round versus Finland. And of course, the U.S. won. So I had to play some Zambonis because that was this week's 41st anniversary. The Breakaway, so good. It's going to be stuck in your head now. It's off their sophomore release, 1999's More Songs About Hockey and Buildings and Food. And up ahead of that, Away Game, that's the first track on their 1996 debut album, 100% Hockey and Other Stuff. Up ahead of that, oh, and big thanks to Dave for the wonderful radio drop for Music Savage. You're the best. Keep them coming. Love all these radio drops. Robin Hitchcock, the man with the light bulb head. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Pixies. Wave of Mutilation. Yeah, that's off their incredible 1989 album, Doolittle. Then Robin Hitchcock, man with light bulb head. That's off of his fourth studio album, but it was his first with his backing band, The Egyptians, and that's titled Phegmania. It was released March 1985. Glenn Hanser doing Cold Comfort, beautiful single released this past June on Anti Records, and kicking off that set with Those Sensible Shoes. That is a duo, Anthony Mulcahy and Rachel Stern from New York City. The song is off, it's the first track on their wonderful 2015 self-titled release. I highly suggest you check Those Sensible Shoes out. All right, man, I'm having a good time. Are you? Yes, yes, excellent. All right, I said when I was kicking off the show that I was going to highlight another indie label, and I am going to do that right now. We are going to play some bands from Good Eye Records, and we're going to kick it off with this great one from a band called The Rare Flowers, New Jersey Trio. This is off of their self-titled 2018 debut EP, highlighting Good Eye, Music Savage Show.
Still flicking out.
I know soon just how dark you need a room much too soon for the heart. We'll be right back.
highlighting a few of the incredible bands on Good Eye Records. Every so often, I like to focus on some indie labels that I believe need to have some more attention, well, focused on them. And I love all of the bands I just played here for you. Spud Cannon, The Lucky Ones, name of the track I played for you. Great single off the New York band's 2018 sophomore album. It's called Squeeze. Up ahead of that, Carriers, track called Without You. Carriers is the project of Cincinnati-based musician Kurt Kaiser, and this single was released